Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joined us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. It's primary day in New York. Polls are open now in New York City and Nassau, Suffolk, Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Putnam, Dutchess, and Erie counties, and close at 9 p.m. everywhere. They'll open in all the other counties in New York at noon today. And you have a preview of the Capital Region races.
Sure. There's a bunch of primaries. Some will actually decide the coming election months and months, half a year before any of these people will take office. But yeah, that's right. Maybe the biggest race in the spotlight is the primary for mayor of Cohoes. The voters will have four candidates to choose from. Democrats will, including incumbent Sean Morse, who faces trial next month on federal corruption charges. He's challenged by Bill Keeler, Steve Napier, and Peter Frangie. In Schenectady, Gary McCarthy is going to go for a third term in office. He has no Republican opponent, so this primary between him and Therese McCallum will decide who serves the next 4 years as mayor. I don't think there's been a mayor elected to three straight terms since the 1960s. In Troy, incumbent Pat Madden faces a renewed rivalry from Rodney Wiltshire, former city council president who primaried him 4 years ago. Wiltshire is back in a race this year and will try to take Madden out today.
Quite the hullabaloo about Hamilton at Proctor's. We saw many of the local media TV stations yesterday with their reporters standing out in front interviewing folks in the line, including Philip Morris, the head of Proctor's, and Michael Eck, who works for Proctor's as well. There was a bit of a glitch getting those tickets.
Yeah, you know, if you waited online, did it old school style like you might have done back in the 80s and the early 90s, it was smooth sailing. Everybody got their tickets, but online, the demand for Hamilton is kind of just unprecedented, both in a city and in the national tour. And it seemed like Proctor's, the computer system from buying online, could not keep up with the demand. They had a queue system set up that they eventually had to abandon because so many people were getting kicked off as they were on the verge of securing tickets for the run in August. But despite the glitches that Proctor's faced, they sold almost all, if not all, of the 22,000 tickets that were available on Monday. So if you didn't get your Hamilton tickets, you're either going to be out of luck or you got to hope that somebody will be kind enough to sell them to you.
Mike, I wonder what those will go for.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joining us. He does every Tuesday. You can read more at timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good week.
You too.